spin on golf. You're on 760 WJR, usual suspects, Jordan Young, Mike Fay, BC. BC and Jordan Young both showing us some of the beautiful scenery that you can see up north. First of all, we got to ask these guys. I know the answer, but you don't. Jordan, BC, where are you guys at tonight?
Well, I'm at Deer Lake. We've got the Tournament of Champions dinner here. Beautiful, sunny, 85 degrees. Always beautiful up here.
I'm over at Bay Harbor. It's 75 degrees because there's this cold body of water next to me. But watching people get rescued from a abandoned or tipped over sailboat.
Yeah, what was that? You were telling us right before we went on. I mean, you literally over your shoulder, you just watched this happen?
Yeah. Yeah, the boat just kind of... Yep, we looked up, didn't see the boat. All we saw was the keel sticking out of the water with a person on it, and then another boat next to it bailing people out of the water.
Unbelievable.
Kind of bizarre.
Mike Fay and I in our pastel rooms, so we don't have quite the scenery that they do, Mike, but I hope you are well.
I am well. It was a tough night. You said last night down in the Detroit area for all of us with the tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. We hope everybody is safe down here. That was tough last night. I mean, I don't know. It was just a tough night. Right, Sean?
Tornado touchdown of Wolverine. Wolverine Lake, I heard.
You know what, guys, this is a golf show, but it seems like every week we end up talking about weather and how weather is affecting all of us, and certainly the game of golf. I know Jordan and BC, you guys had to deal with that a little bit. I'll let you explain it. But, Mike, just to piggyback on what you said, it was every bit as bad as that crazy rainstorm that we had about a month ago, except it didn't last as long. It blew through, and it was – the trees were at a 90-degree angle. It was insane for about 15 minutes and just poured for about 30 minutes. It was incredible. Weather affecting you guys up there as well, Jordan, BC, right?
Yeah, well, I've got a story about BC. I mean, we were at Bay Harbor yesterday, and we knew it wasn't going to be good. And I was just trying to get some practice in and play, and we looked forward to it. Unfortunately, it was canceled. It rained all morning. We didn't have the extreme weather. At least we avoided some of it, but it rained really hard. I mean, hard enough where if you ran to your car, you're going to get soaked. So I'm trying to find BC, and he's out on the range.
Yeah,
And he was out on the range not for like 10 minutes, not for 20 minutes. He was out there, I think, for about an hour and a half. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, I've known BC for a long time, and I'm like, this is kind of making me a little upset because I want to be out there practicing, but there's no way I'm going out there. It is brutal. And he was out there for an hour and a half, and then finally I gave up. I went home, and then I practiced later on that night. But I don't know what you were doing out there, BC, but it must have been real
one
nice.
One of our sponsors at WJR, the guy I played with, Phil, does the radio show after us, actually.
Yeah.
Phil's like, you know, come on, we're out there to range. You know, he's from L.A., I'm like, L.A.? You don't sound like you're from L.A., Lower Alabama. So he wanted to go out there and spend some time out there. So I, you know, ended up giving him a lesson for an
hour.
Your
new favorite lefty.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Then we ended up and went out and played 27 holes.
Oh, yeah,
so it was kind of cool.
And then typical up north, you know, last night went out on Stu Schulman's boat and we took a little trip over to Charlevoix and watched the fireworks. It was crazy. It was awesome. And the lake was just, it was so cool. So it's always good to be up north. And we got a little taste of some good weather last night and we were lucky. And again today, it's just beautiful.
I can't get that image, though, of the bishop from Caddyshack out of my head when you tell that story, Jordan. I mean, was that BC? Bad. Was he yelling rat farts? I mean, how did that work out last night?
Sean, three times, 8 o'clock, they went, okay, we're going to try to go at, I'm going to use someone else's voice. Okay, we're going to try to go at 8:30. So I run out there and try to go hit balls, and there's a bolt of lightning at the end of the range. I run back in. I mean, literally ran back in. Gave Jurisic, and I ran back in. 9 o'clock goes, okay, we're gonna go try at 9 o'clock. So I run back out there at 8:45. Another bolt of lightning.
Yeah. We both came back in.
It was crazy. Three times it did that.
Unbelievable. Well, lots of stuff to get into. Obviously, we've got to talk about what happened at the Olympics. We have a guest coming up at about 7:15 as well here on Spin on Golf, Casey Powers, the head golf professional at Boyne Mountain Resort. I mean, so many good things going on, not just the tournament champions that we'll be keeping an eye on, but so many things going on at Boyne. Got to get your take, guys, about the Olympics. Bryson out for Team USA. Reed, we think in.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then for Rahm, not being replaced by the Spanish, it sounds like 59 golfers in the Olympic tournament now.
Captain America.
Yeah. Right. I like the replacement. I love the replacement.
So what's he going to do? He's going to jump on a plane, get tested, get over there, and tee it up on, what, Wednesday or Thursday? Is that the deal?
Not like you can quarantine.
It's a crazy situation with Rahm as well, because you might remember it wasn't that long ago, guys, and everybody saw the video footage, and your heart broke for the guy. He said he had been vaccinated. He was in that two-week waiting period. But unfortunately, he got COVID, and here we are again. I mean, just a little bit over a month later, as it were. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it, out again with a positive COVID test.
Now, is this his third time or second time? I can't keep track.
I think it's his second. But this one was out of that two-week period. You know, what a lot of people said, if you remember at the memorial, is he was in that two-week period, and he got it, so he should have the antibodies, and then, you know, he was fully vaccinated as it was, and somehow, some way, he got it. And that's the reality. I hate to switch sports, but you see this happening in other places. In baseball, it's happened. Yeah. You've had
follow
a school of New York Yankees.
All over science.
Yeah.
Screw the science.
This is the reality of what we're dealing with right now. I guess we're very lucky, though. The PGA has not been hit hard. We've been very lucky in that regard. As a matter of fact, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, they're going to stop testing, in particular for the vaccinated, coming up shortly here, right? BC, I see you shaking your head, but that's believe that's what's been reported.
Yes, that's 100% affirmative. If you, as long as you've been in the quote-unquote bubble and doing all the protocols, yes, that's going to happen.
BC, were you tested 2 weeks ago out at the Senior Open?
I got tested before I went, just to make sure. I didn't want to travel and have any complications once they get there. But no, they did not request it. The great state of Nebraska does not request it. If we were in other states, they probably would have. But no, it was okay going to Nebraska.
Yeah, interesting. Listen, as I mentioned, we have a special guest coming up in a little bit, a guy that Mike Fay, I'm sure that you're familiar with. We've got Casey Powers joining us.
Mellow. To talk
about what's going on. A little familiar with him, Mike? YouTube or Facebook, whatever the case may be, we are happy that you can join us here on Spin on Golf. Happy that our next guest can join us as well. Let's welcome him in. He is the head golf professional at Boyne Mountain Resort. Let's welcome Casey Powers into the show. First of all, Casey, really appreciate you joining us here tonight. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm good, Sean, but you're actually taking me away from the cocktail party. Just saying.
Even worse yet, you're standing like 2 feet away from Jordan. So I'm sorry to do that to you.
Well, my mom's from Toronto, so the Canada thing's okay.
How's my cologne smell?
You smell nice.
It's the closest I've been to somebody in like two and a half years.
Yeah, he smells nice.
Hey, it's an exciting weekend. You know, it's interesting as we're sitting here on StreamYard and, you know, people can watch just the smiles, whether it be BC, Jordan. Jordan's had a smile on his face up there. You're beaming right now. What does this whole event mean to you?
Oh, it's so cool, you know, especially after taking a year off. And, you know, these are all my homies for the most part. You know, this is what we do. And, you know, these guys are great. And just to get them back up here and, you know, also to showcase what we have up here. You know, we call it God's country and we're not lying. It's amazing here. Yeah, you know, just to get everybody up here and, you know, everybody, I don't know, they get up here and they just kind of chill out a little bit. They relax. They, you know, you could just see it, you know. I live up here 365, so this is what I get all the time, you know, and yeah, you know, and it's just amazing. And like I said, there's just a vibe, you know, just living up in Northern Michigan. And as we say, you know, don't tell your friends, just your really good friends. You know, we don't want to give away the secret too much.
No, not to everybody.
I don't know. Maybe Stephen Kirchner would be like, no, tell them all.
Yeah. Stacy Powers kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. You know, you mentioned it, 29th year starting tomorrow. I can't even imagine how difficult it was, you know, for Jordan, for BC, for you to not have that. It means more this year. I know it's cheesy, but 2 years is a heck of a long time. It's got to mean more to all of you.
Absolutely, Sean. It is, you know, and you know, we love to puff out our chest a little bit. We love to showcase our resort. We love to get the guys up here, the pro-am, you know, that we just had that the last couple of days. Yeah, it's just really good to feel it, you know, and that's what Northern Michigan's about. Get up here, enjoy yourself, you know, put your sandals on, relax a little bit, and, you know, and then obviously with our golf, it's amazing.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things we joke about on this show, it's always about golf, but this year in particular, I don't know if it's been this way up at Boyne, but my goodness gracious, Southeast Michigan, we have seen more rain than any year I can remember in the fall. With that being said, I know you guys had some weather coming in. How does the course look right now?
It's great. You know, we haven't had as much as you guys have down south. We've had some strategic, you know, really Saturday was the first day that we really had to suspend play. Even then, when we're having rain, we were able to get it in. Our two superintendents, Kurt Fisher and Chris Burnett, they're wonderful. Those guys are rock stars. That place out there looks amazing. It was cool yesterday afternoon after we were able to play a little golf in the late afternoon, and people that were coming in were saying it drained great, course looked great, and you know, it's nice. It's a beautiful day today with a little breeze. You know, get the sun out, dry it out a little bit. I think it's going to be great. Yeah, the golf courses, like I said, those two superintendents are rock stars.
This is such a unique tournament. It really is. A 29th year, you know, that first and foremost is pretty cool. But tell everybody about this format. It really is unique, and this field is, let's put it this way, all-stars left and right.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's huge. We, you know, I think we're 115 strong tomorrow. We've got seven past champions representing 13 championships. I think we've got 13 Hall of Famers or 17 Hall of Famers.
14.
A lot of them playing. But yeah, Sean, you mentioned it. It's the coolest format because it's juniors, it's seniors, it's ladies, it's gentlemen. It, you know, if you win a major event in Michigan, doesn't matter what you are, you're in. And you know, each event has a certain, you know, longevity to it. I'm really excited. Dave Szymanski, one of my homies, just won the Fortress down there, the Pro-Am. So he's in it for the next 5 years. The first thing he did was call me. He's like, you're going to see me for the next 5 years. I'm like, this is fantastic. But, yeah, so, you know, and everybody gets their own tee box. They don't all play from the, you know, the correct yardage for what they would normally play in their events. And, you know, and then you put on your bootstraps and you get after it. I think we've had everything but a junior win this event, which is fantastic.
Casey Powers kindly joining us, the head golf professional, of course, up at Boyne Mountain Resort. I'm going to shut up because I'm sure these guys have some things to say to you. Who wants to go first? I'm sure there's some stuff you have for Casey. Jordan, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just echo what Casey said. I mean, you come up here, you get to chill out. The staff is great. The courses are a lot of fun. I mean, you just grab a cart, go to the range, and you can hit balls all day, all night if you want. Nobody cares. Everybody's friendly. It's just a good getaway. And the golf is great. BC and I have been doing this a long time. BC a little longer than I, and all the same faces here. I mean, everybody's walking by, from guys that played college all the way through their wives and their kids. You get to see all these kids grow up over the years. And it's just a pretty special place.
BC, what about you?
My host, the place I'm staying with, we always talk about the Alpine being probably our favorite Boyne golf course. And then when they added the monument, I kind of like the monument. I guess I'm one of the weird guys, but I like the flow of it. And again, like Jordan said, every time you come up there, you see the same families, and you see the same families growing, but you see the Boyne family, the same Boyne family. And every year, Casey has some other kids there, but all the kids are flamboyant, outgoing, happy. So it's like Casey hires people that are just like him. It's like, how do you keep finding these people? It's pretty amazing how nice everybody is there and how they keep their attitudes the way it's been the last 2 years with the COVID. But yeah, the place is great. I mean, we played it on Friday. The golf course, fantastic as usual, you know, as promised. Bernie 10 years ago said it's going to be country club conditions from now on at Boyne. Mm-hmm. True to his point, it is. It's a really cool place, and this was Mr. Kircher's first place, if I'm not mistaken, Casey, correct?
Second. I think he did the Heather second. First. Yeah, I think
Heather
I think,
was? Okay.
Yeah, I think Alpine in 72, though.
You know, it is amazing. Yeah. I mean, it is an Alpine course. It's on a mountain, right? And mm-hmm. every right. year, the greens are spectacular. I mean, I know we're here in the middle of the season, but every year, the greens are great. And by the way, people are skiing down them. There's snow piled on them, and I mean, kudos to the staff.
You know, it's always kind of the most interesting thing to, you know, when we first open, the hardest thing we have to do is we actually have to take a snow cat and plow the way to get to the first tee, because that's a ski run. Everything else is melted, but we actually got to get a snow cat just to get the snow off the cart path so we can get to the first tees.
Mike, wow. You know, from your vantage point, you have certainly some experience up there. You know Casey. It's funny, you and I are kind of looking at Jordan and BC, and they have that exact look that Casey's talking about, that chilled, relaxed look. And we have that, well, we're in Southeast Michigan look right now. But all jokes aside, that place means something to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Spending 12 years up at Boyne, working with that man right there that you guys see on StreamYard. Long time, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, running the TSC. I love you too.
Yeah, you resurrected my TSC golf game. Okay, you want a promotional for a teacher, a coach? Yeah, this guy. My game was dead.
And these guys are pretty good on stage too. You guys have a good little side game on stage.
Yeah, we do, you know. Little Mutt and Jeff going on.
Yeah, we're on stage a bunch during the TSC week, and it's a lot of fun. You know, one of the things being up there – you know, like you said, Case, is everybody coming up and seeing us from anywhere around the state, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they know us by name, and they are just really, really great to us. They love being up there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's cool for us to be hosts of that event, right? I mean, it's really, really neat. And we're very, very proud of what we have up north. It's an awesome place.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's also given me an opportunity. So when I venture into, you know, some state tournaments, maybe go down state, man, I just, everybody's like, hey, Kate. Yeah, it's really cool. You know, the camaraderie that, you know, that goes on around here is fantastic.
Well, you know, BC, you said it a moment ago, you know, it's made that transformation. It is a world-class golf experience for mm-hmm. everybody. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you certainly have an opportunity to do it. We're excited to see how the TOC turns out. While I have a moment, Jordan, good luck. BC, good luck. But Casey, we know from your end, everything's going to be taken care of. It always is at Boyne. Appreciate the time. Yeah. And, you know, if we can ever do anything for you, don't hesitate to reach out.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Casey Powers, kindly joining us, the head golf professional at Boyne Mountain Resort. Don't go anywhere. Lots to get to. We got a half hour more of Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR. Well, so glad you could join us here. Spin on Golf on a Sunday night, 760 WJR. Jordan and BC, again, good luck, fellas, playing in the Tournament of Champions tomorrow. A great field. Guys, I had a chance to talk to one of the contestants, if you will, in the Tournament of Champions on Friday night here on 760 WJR. We had Otto Black on, and really the diversity in this field is incredible. I mean, I can't speak enough. I mean, you guys all know each other. I mean, golf is a one big giant family, but it's got to excite you, some of the guys that are going to be playing in the tournament over the next couple of days.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, well, you know, Ben Cook will be flying in hot. He finished fifth in Latin America. I'm playing with Bronkema, Jeff Bronkema, and I can't remember who the other guy is. But anyway,
Corey Mahoney.
Yeah, Corey Mahoney, right. And I played with, right, Corey when he shot 64 a couple of years ago, the last round to win. So there's about 25 guys that can really bring it here this week. So you're going to have to make a lot of threes this week to have a chance.
Yeah, Donnie Trosper's playing. You got Jeff Roth, yep. Otto Black, Tom Workmeister, Alex Scott, Bradley Smithson, the Michigan Open champion, Sam Weatherhead. I mean, it just keeps going. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how good a lot of the players are. And then, you know, not to mention a lot of the PGA professionals that are playing that are pretty good as well. Yeah, Hebert, Cook, you know, Ruthkowski, Jake Neen, you know, it just goes on and on. So it's a strong field this year. I was surprised. I mean, both the Kuzorts are here, Jeff and Steve, and they're always good for a low number every once in a while. I just saw Chris Voza pass by, and you know, on and on.
What time are you guys teeing off? Jordan, let's start with you. Do you know what your tee time is?
I do actually know my tee time for the day before, which is a good thing for me. So I tee off at 8:30 tomorrow. 8:20.
BC?
No, you don't.
Yeah. I got it right in front of me.
I thought you were at 8:40. I mean, you're 50.
Okay, I guess I don't know what I'm teeing off.
Yeah. I'll be lasering them all day.
BC, when are you teeing off?
8:50.
Okay, cool. We'll keep it. We'll definitely keep an eye on it.
8:40 and 8:50. My apologies.
Yep.
get to watch each other go up the fairway.
Oh,
just boy, like we need to spend more time together.
Mike, maybe you and I should hide in the bushes or put masks on and hide up in the trees or something. That was a little story they were telling during the break. Mike, can you finish that story a little bit?
No, the one that Casey was telling, yes. There was at some point I had to run out onto the Monument Golf Course and find out what was going on the 16th tee. And I found about 20 gentlemen out there, with one of them dressed in his, I would estimate, 20-year-old wrestling outfit that doesn't quite fit anymore.
Did it have a mask?
He did not have a mask, but he didn't need one while I took him off the golf course, which was very interesting. I've never seen anything like that. All he had on was the tights.
Oh.
Yes.
Mike, let's stick with you for a second. Pretty big event over in France today. You've been keeping an eye on it. Tell everybody what happened in Evian en France.
Yes. Personally, one of my favorite, if not my favorite event on the LPGA Tour, because it is so pretty there. I love getting up early and watching it. And as Jordan said, it was the battle of the Lees at the end there. But I tell you what, Minji Lee from Australia came back from 7 shots back to win her first major championship over Junjing Lee 6. And she shot 64. The second round, she shot the lowest round, tied the lowest round ever in a major championship between men or women with a 61. Amazing performance from Minji.
And she has a sister who's won too. Hasn't she won a few times?
Well, actually, her brother is on the European Tour, and he just won the Scottish Open.
Wow. Yep.
So that's pretty cool for their family. Awesome stuff going on there. A couple other notes about the golf tournament. The highest American finish was by Lanli No. She shot 67 today. She finished at 17 under, and she is 19 years old.
Wow. How about your girl? Player. How about your girl?
I did not see my girl on the list.
Oh, come on.
I was looking.
I'm disappointed.
Also, today, the final round, again, someone shoots 61. Ireland's Leona Maguire shots. Tying those, there are about 4 people now that have tied that, and all of them are women to have the lowest round in major championship history.
Wow. How about that? That's good stuff.
Unbelievable. $4.5 million purse as well. Did we mention that? So a very good day for the Lee family. Very good
day. Yes, very, very good day for them. We had the Senior Open in Sunnydale, right, BC?
The Senior Open. Yes.
The Senior Open. Yes. Can I say it, Jordan?
Yes. You can say it.
Senior Open. Yes. Sorry. I had to say it. Yeah, Stephen Dodd held off Jimenez and Clark at the end there for his first major championship. The 55-year-old Welshman making it happen there at the end.
Nice.
Good stuff. A really good leaderboard here. And let's see who we had at the end. You had Darren Clark. You had Bernhard Langer in fourth. Yep. Jerry Kelly was over there.
Jimenez.
And believe it or not, I saw an appearance by this guy named, a guy I went to college with.
Wow.
Rich Beam.
Oh, the Beamer.
Yes. Still celebrating, by the way, because I asked him at the USC Open. My Beamer, still celebrating every day. My PGA Championship.
And how about Cameron Champ?
Yeah, his third win. I was going to get to that 26-year-old, his third win on tour. Unbelievable. Got to give him some love for that.
He has not had the greatest year, right, Jordan? I mean, he's missed 11 cuts so far this year.
Well, I do want to talk about that, too, because, you know, he has missed a lot of cuts, and he said it was nothing about the ball striking at all. It wasn't about any of the technical stuff. It's more about how he thinks of himself in his mind and just finding something. I think that's important to know. Like, you can hit it like all over the place, and still, if you can just get it in the hole and start thinking positively, things can change. And he certainly found it, especially that last hole. It was kind of cool to see him muck it up all the way up and then hit one good shot to about a foot and then tap it in for the two-shot win.
Yes, for those of you that like to watch golf ball spin backwards, it was a pretty awesome shot.
And Louie, number two again.
Which one of you guys said that during the break? I mean, guy finished second. He might be golfer of the year, and it seems like he finishes second every single week. But this goes back to what you guys were saying a few weeks ago. It's like there's no shame in doing that. The guy's playing darn good golf.
Yeah, you know, one of the stats I heard as I was driving over was Cameron Champ has more wins than Louis Oosthuizen and Tony Finau. On the PGA Tour. Now that's scary. He's had three wins. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to believe, right?
He went pretty from awesome what? Stuff. He went all the way up to 47th in the FedEx Cup points, where he hasn't even, you know, sniffed making a cut the last 3 months, basically. And all you got to do is win. I mean, just have one good week, and you're a hero, right? That's it.
Yeah, and then Brian Stewart tied for six, correct, BC?
Yep. Yeah. Stewie had a little 7-footer on 18 there, and he raked it in, moved from 13th all the way up to T6, and he moves to 89th from the FedEx Cup points now, and looks like he's kind of, knock on wood, secured himself another FedEx Cup playoff.
That's awesome. Stewie. That's good.
Yeah, so Cameron Champ, as you mentioned, Jordan, two strokes ahead of Louis, Vegas, and Schwartzel, all finished
nice, at 13. Nice.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what transpires. Louis's going to pop it sooner or later. I mean, right? I jokingly take Finau in every tournament because it's the same logic. At some point in time, you have to break through, but Louis's like a level past that, isn't he?
How many years? 8 years I took Westwood?
Yeah.
Didn't work out for me.
No doubt. All right. Don't go anywhere. We have one more segment to go, including the world famous POW. And I don't know who the POW is. I'm going to venture a guess, but I'm going to keep it to myself. Only one man knows who the POW is, and we'll find out from him in the last segment of the show. So glad you could join us at Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. Well, while we wish BC and Jordan Young all the best in the Tournament of Champions that they'll be playing in tomorrow, I would be remiss if I didn't mention how envious I am. I'm looking at the background for both of them. Mike, you know this better than anybody. Not only is it beautiful, but boy, there is a smell up there. I don't even know how to explain it. If you want to go simple and say it's just a fresh smell, we can do that. But I absolutely love it up there.
I spend every day looking at that same view that you guys are looking at. And I tell you what, the air is so clean. And when it thunders up, it is the loudest thunder you'll ever hear.
Oh, that's
There's
cool.
Nothing blocking it. It's so cool. Great place.
Well, before we get to the POW, lots of stuff going on, not only the Tournament of Champions, we were talking about it earlier, but I know we always like to throw some shout-outs out there and give you guys the opportunity to talk about what's going on for you. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes, Jordan and I are MBC. We have a bunch of kids playing tomorrow in the 43rd Michigan Junior State Amateur at the TPC of Michigan. The kids will play 36 holes tomorrow to make it into match play. So good luck to the kids.
That's
awesome. Walking 36, no caddies, hoofing it all by themselves.
Nice.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Anything else going on with you, Mike?
Yes, that's what's going on. I am very busy coaching right now in between the raindrops, Sean. yeah, the rain has been something else, like we said earlier.
Well, we think
getting the kids ready for the tournament was really important to me.
We think the week's going to be good. I know the last time I looked, and I'm just pulling it up right now, they're saying a chance of rain on Thursday, but right now it's just a chance, so hopefully it's a nice week out there. Jordan, I know you had a couple of shout-outs as well.
Yeah, you know, coming up north, you get a chance to do some different things that you don't normally do. And last night, I think I mentioned earlier, I took an awesome, it was kind of like Miami Vice-like boat ride with Stu Shulman on his new boat. And, wow, it was pretty cool. Went down to Charlevoix, so I wanted to thank him for that. And then today I got a chance to go over and check out a special at a place that I played a long time ago, Kingsley Club, with Tracy Withy. He hosted me down there, and it was awesome. There was hardly anybody out there. It was just beautiful, and got some good reps in. So thanks to Tracy. And I'm just looking forward to the week. I didn't have any shanks today or yesterday, and I'm feeling good. So who knows what's going to happen. I just want to go have some fun and compete.
Get her done. Represent the Eagles, right?
Absolutely. Go Eagles.
BC, you had me at black grouper and ribeye. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't been able to get my head off of that combination. What do you got going on, my friend?
Well, we're going to go to the yacht club instead. It's a tough evening, so I gotta go there instead. But yeah, looking forward to the week and looking forward to the Alpine. Looking forward to putting on really, really good greens, and they'll be fresh in the morning. So looking forward to it. That's about it. Gotta get back to work and get three kids ready for the U.S. Amateur in a few weeks.
Great stuff. All right, we got about 3 minutes to go, enough time. The one, the only, POW, the punk of the week, brought to you by, insert your name here if you're interested, dun, dun, contact Jeff Marcero, and brought to you by BC himself. Ladies and gentlemen, BC.
You know, when I watch golf, it's kind of a rarity. But when I watch golf and someone's in the top 10 with a semi chance not to win but to get a big jump in the FedEx Cup standings at the end of the year, you expect the network to show everybody play golf, not the behind of the guy that's in lead taking 4 minutes to hit the shot. No, I'm no speed demon, but it was 4 minutes one shot. And when Brian Stewart, who is a Jackson, Michigan person and a really, really good dude, has a birdie putt in the 18th hole to move from 13th to sixth place and make a big jump in effects, FedEx Cup points, I don't want to see the behind of Cameron Champ. NBC Sports, you're pathetic. The whole telecast was pathetic.
I love That's the fact that say. We're all just, you know, pushed aside because the punk of the week is now just BC's punk of the week because he's got the nominee. I don't have anybody because I just know he's going to have some construed story about something. We're all just, you know, here.
Come on, watch golf, not watch somebody's behind.
Yeah, at least That's it wasn't me. Bryson this week.
Yeah, well, no, he's got his own issues, but Patrick Reed's in. Yay, Patrick Reed.
I want to know who the pick is to win the Olympics. Is Matsuyama playing?
Boy, you'd think he would be as a hometown hero.
Sergio Garcia.
Sergio individual, yeah. Sergio. I'm surprised like Oosthuizen isn't playing. Although he reigns from the States now, but still.
I don't know. It was Patrick
Sergio
Reed
is not playing. Thanks, David.
Who is not playing?
Sergio.
Oh, and Rom's not playing, though.
Yeah, so that's it because I think they've got one Spaniard, and that's what shortened the field from 60 to 59. So the field's only 59 now because they didn't have enough time to send somebody else over there. Just absolutely amazing.
Morikawa for the United States.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Playing good.
Yeah, pretty hard to deny that.
We're getting the cutoff from some of the players here going, that's enough, guys.
Well, you guys can go have a great time tonight. Don't have too great of a time because certainly want you guys at your best tomorrow. Best of luck to both of you. Seriously, we'll be
Thank
following
you.
Along.
Yes. Play Thank good, you. Guys.
No Thanks, doubt about it. That will do it for tonight. Want to certainly thank our guest earlier in the show as well, Casey Powers. Look, I'll say it again. Not only do they have the great event going up there this weekend, but there is always a world-class golf experience. You head up there, they are going to take care of you at Boyne. There's no doubt about that. Dave Rieger, we appreciate you. Jeff Marcero, always appreciate you. Eric Dortch, Dave King, Pin Rieger as well. Always taking care of things back on the 760 WJR side of things. We will join you again next week, 7 o'clock right here on 760 WJR. Good luck to the gentlemen. Mike, good luck. It's always a busy week for you. Hope everybody out there has a great week. We'll talk to you next week, 7 o'clock right here on 760 WJR. Good night, everybody, from Spin on Golf.